Hello, welcome back to the verse-by-verse Bible teaching of the Wash and Word. Here at the Wash and Word, we are committed to teaching the Bible in all of its fullness. We do this because we believe that the entire counsel of God's Word, it's what the church and the Christians need today. We need it for everyday living, and we need the entire counsel of God's Word for that which is coming down the pike. We live in a society and a nation that is relatively persecution-free, but the Bible is clear that it will not remain that way. And so we do these messages to strengthen the hearts of those who believe and to challenge the believers to step up higher in the Lord. We invite you to come by the Wash and Word building. That's our hand car washing business located in Church Hill on Highway 11. We're in the Palace Shopping Center. We also invite you to go to our website, washandword.com. That's wash, the letter N, word. .com. There you can listen to all of these messages that have been preached. They are archived under the media tab, free for listening or download. You can also go there and find out all the information about this business. All right, let us get back into the Word. That is what these messages are for. And we are currently in the Gospel of John in the very long chapter 6, and we should be able to finish this today. Now, chapter 6, we're going to pick it up in verse 60, and we've just looked at quite a lot of verses showing, you know, Jesus giving the reason that he has come. And most of the reason that he has come, that he has given so far, is to tell everybody that he and the Father are one, that through him, we can have all of the great benefits that come with living a fulfilled life in Christ. And greater than that is the benefit of having eternal life. And I encourage you to listen to the last few messages, because we talk about a lot of the reasons why they didn't like this, why they grumbled about it, why it sat so wrong in their lives. And I'm not going to reiterate that for time's sake, but go back and look, because a lot of the reasons they did not accept Jesus' message, we attached to our own personal lives today. Because a lot of us, whether we're strong Christians or not, tend to have a lot of that same thinking and mentality that they had, and it needs to be changed and it needs to be corrected. So I encourage you to go back and listen to those. Let's go ahead and pick it up in verse 60. It says, On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" That, of course, on the heels of what Jesus said between verses 52 and 59, where he was talking about eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood, etc., etc. So verse 60 says that a lot of people deserted them. Verse 61, aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirits, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him." From this time on, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Well, not much has changed today. But the first thing we need to understand is this is not the 12, okay? These disciples that he's talking about, this isn't the 12. There were a multitude of half-hearted followers who, at this point in time, have latched on to Jesus like an Alabama tick. They were following the miracles. They were following what they can get out of this man. And the moment the miracles stop, the moment that there's a teaching that causes self-reflection, they leave because their hearts were wrong and their motives were wrong, and they decided not to change. Many of you might recall a story in the Judges chapter 7, where it talks about Gideon having way too many men to defeat the Midianites. And God wanted to dwindle his numbers down to show the power and the might that God was going to do during this upcoming battle. And so he, little at a time, the first announcement, 20,000 men left Gideon because they bent down to drink. Remember, And then there were only 10,000 left. And then the Lord did it again. And, you know, another large amount of men left. And anyway, that story ends by talking about how only 300 men remained. And it was with those 300 that God and Gideon went on to defeat the Midianites. You guys also probably know the story about the 300 Spartans who held off the Persian army. This is not necessarily a biblical story, but it's well documented in ancient writings. And these strong 300 Spartans were able to fend off for a long time the gigantic power of the Persian army during that time. And I bring this up because I want to tell you, when I ran my church, yes, my church, no, when God had me running his church in Florida, we always had the mentality that we would rather have 30 strong warriors, 30 Spartans, if you will, than a church of 3,000 of people who are just attending because. And this mentality, God heard our hearts, and quite honestly, he honored it. We never really went past 100 people, but I tell you, the 60 solid, devoted followers that kept coming to that church were strong. They were strong in the truth. They were warriors. And that is what happens when you teach verse by verse the entire counsel of God, because it develops warriors, not because it has to. What I'm trying to say is you can't not develop a warrior when you teach, preach, and expound the entire counsel of God's word. It is a natural production of preaching all of his counsel. It is a natural result of the fullness of God's word. And that is why it's so important that we stick to everything God said in his word. I believe we have reached a time in history where Jesus, when he talked about separating the wheat from the chaff, I believe that that has come to fruition. I believe we are on the doorstep of a time where God is searching the earth for warriors who will stand firm in his truth, who will not back down when the world and the laws and the government tell us that what we believe is wrong, when they tell us that we can't worship the way the Bible tells us to worship, when they continue to push us against the wall, that we will stand up and we will fight. We don't have to fight in a violent way. We don't have to be offensive in a sense of offending in a way that diminishes the power of the gospel. We could be strong warriors and still be gentle servants. We can be sheep yet defend a message like wolves. And I believe that time of wheat and chaff separating is at the doorstep. And it is time now to find out who the true disciples are. Just like back in our text, Jesus said these words. And I believe half the reason he said them was because he was trying to figure out who was going to be with him and who was just with him because of the good things that he brought. And if you've been sitting in a church or you've been listening to messages for a long time that it's just bringing the good things about God's word, then you may be one of those disciples. And that might be a hard truth to hear. But if you're just along for the ride, God is going to weed out those of us who are not strong in our word, strong in our ability and our desire to bring the word into the light, to bring the light, as it were, into the darkness. This is the kingdom of Satan. He owns this earth. He is the ruler of the powers and principalities that run this earth for now. And God has done this. He's allowed this so that he can see who is truly one of his disciples. I've seen churches use gimmicks like raffle giveaways and games and all sorts of things to get people to come into their churches. And they load up their sanctuaries with visual stimulants during their worship service. You see lights and lasers. You see smoke machines. You see videography that's up on the screens. Things that would have been unimaginable 30 years, 40 years ago. And they have catered their message to what the itching ears want to hear. And they have followed the idea that people want to hear nothing but good things. And they have allowed half-hearted, carnal, worldly Christians to sit comfortably for years under their teaching because it has never offended them. When it comes time for war, these same people are going to fold. They are not going to stand firm in the truth. And God is looking for congregations and Christians that will stand up when this time comes. I feel that there will be a large number of, quote, warriors, Christians, who will be sent home as they were in our story about Gideon. They will be unfit for the enrollment in the Lord's army. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "It is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?" You see, God is looking at the church first to find his people. Luke 18:8 said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" And these who have walked away from Jesus, they weren't ready for war. And I want to say to you today that I am not talking to the deceptive unbeliever who's trying to fleece the flock, who deep down has no desire to be a Christian. No, I'm talking to you, Christian, who has been consumed with everything in life except Jesus. And I'm talking to myself. You know, I've attended seeker-sensitive churches. I've been involved in them for years. And when I found the verse-by-verse teaching of Calvary Chapel in Lake Worth, Florida, in 1 week I went from a shore dweller to a disciple. And when it comes down to the final 300, will Jesus ask us the same thing? Do you want to leave me too? Before we go on to verse 67 and finish this chapter, interesting, verse 66 in John chapter 6, which we read before, says, "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." So John 6:66, as it were, verse 66 of chapter 6 says, people left him and did not no longer followed him. Interesting, huh? Verse 67. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." And then Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." Of course, he meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him. You know, Satan doesn't care if you become a Christian. He cares what kind of Christian you become. And I have some homework for you for this week. Go home and take an inventory of your life. Actually log what you do each hour and then read it to yourself. Meditate it and ask God if it is a log sheet that he would be proud of or proud to present to Satan as he did with Job. Yes, friends, the time is now. And Christian, I am not asking, are you going to be a Christian or not? I am asking you, are you going to be a soldier or not? Because you can be saved and trust Christ for your eternal security, and you can be secure in that and change very little. Or you can seek God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. You know, if Christ is just good for now, if it's just working for you, you know, if it's just like that job that's okay until a better one comes around, it's time to take an inventory. Or could you look back and say like disciples, I can't go back. Where else would I go? I have seen truth and I can't unsee it. You are on the right side if that is your heart today. I need you to take that inventory because God needs warriors. And I pray that you join me each and every week because my calling is to bring forth warriors through the Word of God. And that is what we do here at the Washing Word. The verse-by-verse Bible teaching. And once again, I invite you to go to washandword.com. That's wash, the letter N, word.com, for all the information about this business and this ministry. We're self-supportive. We don't ask for anything except that you follow God with all of your heart. Have a blessed day.